A new festival that celebrates everything Francophone and maple syrup is scheduled to take place from March 24 through March 26 in Hilton Beach, Sault Ste. Marie, and Elliott Lake. Presented by Algoma Trad, Festival Cabane et Sucre, Francophone Sugar Shack Festival, includes traditional music, dance, food and heritage arts, and features a performance from Jean-François Berthiumi and Revelins from Quebec. Additional event details are available in the news release below. Algoma Trad presents a Festival Cabane et Sucre, Francophone Sugar Shack Festival, a three-day, multi-generational event occurring in Hilton Beach, Sault Ste. Marie, and Elliott Lake, March 24-26, 2023. The maple syrup-themed festival will feature traditional Francophone music, dance, food, and heritage arts in partnership with the Centre Francophone de Sault Ste. Marie and RAFO Rive Nord of Elliott Lake. Algoma Trad is pleased to announce that Jean-François Berthiumi at Revelins from Quebec will be the featured artists for the festival. The Festival Cabane et Sucre will occur Friday evening, March 24 at Hilton Beach, St. Joseph Island, Saturday all day, March 25 in Sault Ste. Marie, and Sunday all day, March 26 in Elliott Lake. More information about the festival, including program, schedules, and admission prices will be available soon online. High in demand, percussionist, caller, step dancer, Jean-François Berthiumi has a rich and varied background and is recognized as one of the most original and entertaining dance callers and percussionists in Quebec. Jean-François has dedicated more than 20 years learning, researching and living the folk music and dance of Quebec. As well as playing with Revelins, he is the percussionist for female vocal group Galant Tu Perds Ton Temps, dedicated to the songs of Francophone women, and still travels with their ever-popular show in Quebec, North America and across the world. Revelins is a quartet steeped in the traditional music and dance of Quebec. Playing festivals and concerts across North America since the 90s, they have released three recordings as a group and many more as individuals and with numerous other Quebecois trad bands. The festival is funded by a grant from the Government of Ontario Ministry of Francophone Affairs. This event will offer multiple benefits including partnerships between several Algoma communities and organizations, opportunities for volunteer hours for high school students, performances by local performers, and a fun and engaging event for all ages.